Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Multi-emergency agency drill takes place at the airport. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Tuesday afternoon, Campbell County Emergency Management coordinated the Vigilant Guard exercise at the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport in Gillette. The exercise was an emergency response exercise aimed at enhancing public safety, community preparedness, and interagency cooperation. Emergency Management Coordinator David King said,
exercises, you do a lot of virtual, a lot of simulation and notional changes because, you know, you can't have real blood on the pavement. You can't have everything just right. But the whole focus of this is that interaction between the agencies working together to expedite the response on scene.
Another major component of the exercise was to have many patients who needed immediate medical attention. Emergency medical services, public health nurses, and Campbell County firefighters were all present to assist with patient assessment and care. The exercise scenario consisted of a United Express airplane that had landed at the airport when a thunderstorm hit the area, causing severe winds to hit the plane. The winds caused a wing to drive into the ground, which resulted in the plane rolling over on the runway and ejecting patients. Two exercises were a part of the training. First, patient assessment and transport to medical facilities, and how to handle an incident with mass fatalities. He referred to the golden hour, which means all of the live patients need to be off the scene within 60 minutes. Due to the limited amount of time to complete the exercise, the incident was on a virtual time frame for all agencies to complete their portion of the training, with the coroner and the National Guard to be the last on scene to transport the fatalities. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum said in the event of an actual emergency, he would have several hours prior to reporting to the accident, giving him time to bring help in from surrounding county coroners to handle the fatalities. Photographs are taken of each victim, including any personal property with them, jewelry, and eye color to aid in identification. The coroner from Crook County, who is also a deputy in Weston County, Clarine Knighton, participated in the exercise, as well as the coroner from Sheridan County. Once all the fatalities are moved from the scene by the Wyoming National Guard, it would be investigated by the National Transportation and Safety Board. King said the location of the patients and the fatalities are key to helping determine factors such as a weakness in the plane structure or potential suspicious activity, which would get the FBI involved in the investigation. Agencies used emergency equipment throughout the exercises, and role players were used as patients. In order to create a lifelike emergency, residents around Gillette agreed to participate in the exercise by playing wounded victims of the crash. Most applied through the employment website Indeed and were paid to be a part of the exercises. One student, Hadley Hutchins, a sophomore at Thunder Basin High School, learned about the opportunity through his basketball coach as a way to pick up some extra cash during the summer. The role players had been given instructions on the extent of their injuries. King said that he was happy with the exercise overall. Quote, "It went pretty well because the agencies are used to working together. But of course, there are a lot of things that they can work to do better." This exercise marks the final one for King, who will be retiring shortly after the Camporee in August 2024. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.